Okay, Rabbi Chai, we are beginning the dinim in Yeridei and Simin Shin Mem Hei, the dinim of Ma'aved Atmo Ladaas. It says that Ma'aved Atmo Ladaas, Amos asking Imo L'chol Davar, that you don't get involved at all. The Shach points out that Ma'aved Atmo Ladaas is someone who is violating a terrible Avera, because the Torah says Achas Timchem L'Nafshel Seichem Edrosh, that you're not allowed to take your own life, and because you're violating the Avera B'Pashtus, so therefore we take away certain kavod that's ordinarily given to a mace. And Allah by Ma'abin Asmal Adas, that Amos asking Molochot Dovar, that means that we bury him and we do one or two other things at the Kavura, but nothing else. There's no Avelos, there's no Hespid, there's no Kriya, there's no Chalitzas Kasef, there's no, however, Aval, Omdin Ala Beshura, and you say Birchas Avelam V'chol Dabar Shu Kavan B'chayim. The basic Yisod is, this is found in Maseches Machos, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, that Ma'abed Es Atzmei L'Das, a Koshul Kavid for the mace, we don't do, because this mace don't deserve no Kavid. But Kavid for the Chayim, that we do. That's the basic psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And this is following a position of the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, where the Rambam tells us, Ma'abed Atzmo Lada'as, that there is no Kriya and there is no Avelos. However, the Ramban, in the Sefer Torah Sa'adam on page Pei Gimel, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, no? And the Ramban assumes that Ma'abed Atzmo Lada'as, there is going to be Avelos and there is going to be Kriya. Right? There's going to be Avelos and Kriya by Ma'abed Es Atzmo Ladas. Now, the Pisrei Tshuvan, Os Aleph, and actually the Ramban is referred to in the Shach and Eis Beis, but only for purposes of Kriya, no? Shulchan Aruch pasuk like the Rambam, not like the Ramban. The Shach and Os Beis paskins, but the Ramban says that Avelim do tear Kriya. And when we say in the Maseches Machos that there's no Kriya, that means Rechokim don't tear Kriya. So the Shach quotes the Ramban, but he only quotes it La'inyan Kriya, and we'll explain in a minute. How do we paskin Machlokes Rambam Ramban? Obviously the Shulchan Aruch is paskin like the Rambam, but there's no Avelos at all. But the Pisrei Tshuva quotes on the Chassam Sefer, who tries to find sources for the Ramban, and he writes, "Mi yarim rosh neged haskamas harav Beis Yosef b'shulchan Aruch shasasim ka Rambam." Even though there is indication that the Ramban is correct, but you can't argue on the Shulchan Aruch, ubefrat the halacha k'divrei meiko ba'avel. Nonetheless, mikol makom omer ani. When there is covet for a very respectable family that will always be insulted when people find out, when people find out that family member committed suicide, and if the Moreh will permit them to be misabel, so people will say that kamu be rabbanon and nisparer shaloha yodin ma'abes asmo ladas, so then you could paskin lehis abel, etc. In other words, says the Chassam Sefer, that if it's going to be a tremendous insult to the family that a relative committed suicide, so therefore the rabbonim can paskin to be misabel like the Ramban, and people will just think that the rabbis looked into the situation and determined that it wasn't really a suicide. That's what the Chassam Sofer quotes, that basically what emerges is that we're going to end up following the Ramban Lamaisa. Now, Lamaisa, almost never paskin the din of Ma'abed Es Atzmo Ladaas, no? Almost never paskin that there is going to be no avelos, like the Rambam says. First of all, we have the Mishpacha Nechbedes approach that the Chassam Sofer takes. Second of all, Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Beis mentions that in order to be a Ma'abed Es Atzmo Ladaas, you have to basically say, I am going up to the top of the building and then jump down. But if you don't have a person who's Omer, who says that he's going up to the top of the building,
Derech Kas.
What?
Derech Kas, no?
You have to speak louder?
Derech Kas.
Derech Kas. Right, Derech Kas or Derech Mirirus. If the person says that I basically am going to kill myself, only in that situation is it a Ma'avid Asas Mor Das. But if you just find someone who's killed, even in a situation, like the Gemara says in Shavuos, that a fellow goes into an empty room with somebody else, no? And comes out with a dead body and a knife, a bloody knife. So either what exactly happened? Killed himself or I killed him. Those are only two possibilities. Obviously, the Manchevo says we can't kill the guy based on that type of edos, but that also would not be enough edos that the guy was Ma'abed Asas Mor Das. You need real indication. That's Ma'abed Asas Mor Das. And such indication, Bizman Hazer, we almost always say, Lamaisa, you weren't a suicide, you weren't a Ma'abed Asas Mor Das. Even if someone wrote a suicide letter, so we're always choshesh that perhaps the person regretted it afterwards. The Gilyan Marasha over here quotes, that Ra'isi Kasa Begoyin Shulchan Aruch of Reb Tzvi Hirsch of Bezin of Berlin, De Behippo Atzmo Lamayim, Kevan Shahamayim Malamu Mardimosam Terem Yipol Altahom, Viyamos Vadai Mischari Terem Yipol Viyamos. Right, if the guy jumps into the water and the water is spinning him around, so we assume not just that maybe he was mischarit, we assume that vadai who was mischarit, and therefore al kain misaskim imo l'chol davar. And that's why we are misaskim l'chol davar. And then he quotes a chassam sefer tshuva, which is written to Marit, which is written to the Gilyan Marasha's brother-in-law. Or no, one second. Ayin. One second. How does it go? Ayin chus chassam si. Sam Sofer Legisi, right? Sam Sofer is the Gilyan Marasha's brother-in-law. That's correct, yeah. Here, Josh?
So we assume that in the times of Gemara it was more obvious that people were killing themselves?
At the time of the Gemara, was it more obvious, or the Gemara is just giving us principles? By the halacha is the halacha, but the halacha might not be applied because we'll assume in most cases that we don't have enough evidence that the person was doing Ma'abis Hasmol Adas. The Gemara is saying, or the Maseches Machos is saying, what the rules of determining what Ma'abed Asas Mor Das is. Do we know that it happened? Do we know that people actually did this and they were passing this Ma'abed Asas Mor Das? I don't know. What?
It seems a little dachuk that we have like these blanket rules and Maseches Machos which are essentially ignored and not set.
We have rules, and in applying the rules, we are finding loopholes, right? I think that's effectively what emerges. Now, the Lomdus over here is somewhat interesting. The Ramban on page Pei Gimel that we mentioned says that it has to be that you are Misabel on Ma'abed Asas Mor Das, because he writes that we never have a case of someone that you, let's say, are Omer Olav Beshura, you're not Misabel on the person. It doesn't exist. The only time it exists, says the Ramban, is by Haruge Bezdin. End of Ramban. And the Ramban does not tell me in which way this case is different than Haruge Bezdin. In other words, by Haruge Bezdin Taka, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Vav Mebei says that Amos Avon Olav Ava Onanim Olav, no? Which means that we have certain quasi-dinim, but we don't do the real McCoy, we don't do the full thing. And says the Ramban, yeah, that's true only of Haruge Bezdin, that's not true by any other case. And the Ramban doesn't explain why our case is different than Haruge Bezdin. He just says it's not like Haruge Bezdin. So what's the Hesber for why it's different than Haruge Bezdin? So comes along Reb Vival Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan in the Biurim on page Kufnen Vav. And he explains that Rashi writes in Sanhedrin that the reason why we're not misaber on Haruge Bezdin is that you want the kapara that comes about from the bizayon of not having real avelos. Meaning to say, Haruge Bezdin in some ways is going to be better than Ma'abed es Atzmo L'Das. No? By Haruge Bezdin, we're going to not have avelos because we want to affect the kapara that will come from the bizayon of not having avelos. So Haruge Bezdin is better than Ma'abed es Atzmo L'Das. But if you're Ma'abed es Atzmo L'Das, there's no avelos at all. That's what the... By Ma'abed es Atzmo L'Das, excuse me, there is full avelos, according to the Ramban. Why is it full avelos? Because we don't want you to have the kapara that will come from not having avelos. Did I just say it backwards? In other words, according to Rashi, Haruge Bezdin does not get avelos because Haruge Bezdin, we want them to have a kapara. And in order to have a kapara, we want them to have the bizayon of no avelos. But Ma'abed es Atzmo L'Das, which is going to be worse than Haruge Bezdin.
We don't want them to have kapara.
That's
so
what the Ramban.
What? So we allow avelos.
So therefore we allow avelos. That's what the Ramban will say. Now Rashi gives that reason about the avelos that the heder avelos that leads to a bezayon. That's Rashi's reason. The Rambam himself cannot say this shtickle Torah, because the Rambam holds that the reason why there is no avelos on Haruge Bezdin, the Rambam writes in Perish HaMishnah, is because of the Rambam, you did an Avera. And since you did an Avera, and that Avera hasn't yet achieved Kapara, so therefore there is no avelos because you're basically a Rasha. No? In other words, the Rambam's perspective on Haruge Bezdin is that the reason why there is no avelos is because you're a Rasha. Zok the Rambam, hu hadin, ma'abed es atzmo l'da'as, you're going to be a full-fledged Rasha, and therefore no avelos. That's the Rambam. But if I take the Ramban's approach, which Reb Feivel thinks is based on Rashi, so then what I'm saying is the reason why there's no avelos by Haruge Bezdin is because we want you to have kapara. And Ma'abed es Atzmo L'Da'as, who is mamish gar erger, you're mamish worse, so then we don't want you to have kapara, because we don't want you to have kapara, therefore there's avelos. Right? That is effectively the machlokas Rambam and Ramban. Now, if this is correct, so then we have to go back to the Gilyon Naharsha that we encountered a few minutes ago. No? What did the Gilyon Naharsha say? Or the Gilyon Naharsha basically says that if someone is ma'abes atzmo l'da'as by jumping into the water, so we think that they are misvada, and therefore what? And because you're misvada, so therefore, Zok the Gilyon Naharsha, you do not have the din of ma'abed es atzmo l'da'as. Because you're misvada, so therefore what? Therefore there's going to be avelos, no? Now, Haruge Bezdin, are they misvada? The Mishnah says they are, no? And by Haruge Bezdin, still the din is that there is no avelos, correct? Even though they are misvada. So how do we put this together? Obviously, the Gilyon Naharsha, who's saying that whenever I'm misvada, that means that there is avelos, that Gilyon Naharsha has to be taking the approach that even though there's no avelos by
Haruge Bezdin, what, even though Haruge Bezdin is Misvada, that's because Haruge Bezdin is what? Haruge Bezdin is worse than Ma'abed Asasma Adas. Do you hear what we're getting at? Is this too confusing for fellows? Maslow, what do you say? What? What would be the svar? Why would it be worse? So svar might be because if I'm a haruge bezdin, that means I was matir asatzmi lamisa. That means I have the din of a mumar lahachas. Someone who's ma'abed asatzmi ladas might be a rasha as a mumar lateoven is a rasha, not a rasha as a mumar lahachas, no? So effectively, I think this is a major thing. I just thought of this this afternoon. That's why I like it, right? But the pshat is, things have to settle in on you. But the pshat, I think, emerges something like this. The Ramban is taking the approach that Haruge Bezdin, or Rashi certainly is taking the approach, but Reb Feivel, who's the Ramban, agrees with this, that Haruge Bezdin is better than Ma'abed Asasma Ladas. And Ma'abed Asatzmo Lada'as, there's no Avelos. Why is there no Avelos? Because we want you to have the Bizoyin / Kapara. But Ma'abed Asatzmo Lada'as, that is worse, right? So there is Avelos. That's what the Ramban says. In other words, Ma'abed Asatzmo Lada'as, according to Ramban, is worse than Haruge Bezdin. But according to this Mahalach, in the Gilyon Maharsha, you end up punkt vakert. You end up that ma'abed es atzmo lada'as is what? Ma'abed es atzmo lada'as, when you say v'doyen your ma'abed es atzmo lada'as, so then you're mis'abel olav. Ay, haruge bezin, there's no avelos. Well, haruge bezin is worse than ma'abed es atzmo lada'as. Because the Gilyon Maharsha is saying exactly the opposite perspective of than the Ramban is saying. Mr. Reich. Does this resonate with you?
Yeah, I'm just a little bit confused with the Ramban stuff.
Is there?
Let's go like this, okay? Ramban says that Ma'abed es atzmo lada'as has avelos. Correct? The Ramban says there is no avelos. Right? Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like the Ramban. That's Aleph. Word two, what about Haruge Bezdin? So Haruge Bezdin, the din is that there is no Avelos, right? Everyone knows that there's no Avelos. That's in the Mishnah. Now, what does that mean? That means that for the Ramban, there is no Avelos by Haruge Bezdin, but there is Avelos by Ma'abes Hasmo Da'as, because Haruge Bezdin, we want the Kapara. And because we want the Kapara, no Avelos. But Ma'abed es atzmo lada'as for the Ramban, right? Ma'abed es atzmo lada'as is going to be worse than Haruge Bezdin. Is that correct? Basic equation.
That last point, why?
Because the only reason why there's no Avelos is because you're a better guy, that we want to give you Kapara. But the Ramban says, oh, we'll give you Avelos because you're a worse guy.
He says that's why?
Anyway, that's why has to in Lumdis. Why would it be? Remember, we got the Ramban basically leaves us hanging.
Well,
Ramban says, how come?
Maybe the Chassam Sofer.
What?
Maybe the Ramban said his svar only because of the Chassam Sofer.
The
Chassam Sofer's svar.
Well, the Chassam Sofer is the Chassam Sofer is explaining. The Chassam Sofer is based on the Ramban.
Right, meaning, but his svar is
that
not
what?
That.
Because I don't think so. The Chassam Sofer is saying like a hachra'ah. That I'm going to be machriya like the Ramban for mishpacha. For
so
mishpacha that's mifuet. The Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban quotes a Maseches Machos that Ma'avis Atzmon Lada'as, there's no kriya. He says, yeah, no kriya just means the Rechoikim aren't kriya.
Right.
But the Krovim are kriya, and the Krovim prava avelos. Aye, the Ramban asks Akasha, why is there avelos by Ma'avis Atzmon Lada'as? By Haruge Bezdin, there's no avelos. the Ramban doesn't really answer the kasha. But our karchacha, I see for the Ramban, that it has to be that Ma'abis Hasmudas is worse than Harugei Bezdin. Because Rashi says that the pshat in Harugei Bezdin is based on... Remember, he can't use Rambam Svara based on... The Rambam Svara that if you're a Rasha, automatically there's no Avelos. Because Ramban holds, I'm a Rasha, and there is Avelos. So what's the pshat? The pshat has to be that it's based on the kapara element, and therefore Ma'abis Hasmudas is worse than Harugei Bezdin. So far, so good? Great. Now, let's then move on to what happens if I have someone who's Ma'abis Hasmudas with a vidoyim, right? Or with even a potential vidoyim in the Goyim Marasha. So the Goyim Marasha says, right, and I should point out that the Goyim Marasha holds that if you're misvada, so there is avelos, but the tshuvas of the Zera Emes, that Reb Feivel quotes in Sifkot Yudalid, says that there is no avelos, even though you're misvada.
So according to the Rambam, it's a tarta disaster.
According to
the Rambam, it's a tarta disaster. They have vidoy with ma'abis hasmudas.
According to the and Zok the Zera, the Rambam might agree with the Zera Emes, because the Zera Emes is raya that if they that there's no avelos even though you misvada is because of Harugei Bezdin. We know Harugei Bezdin had vidoy, and still there's no avelos. Zok the Zera Emes, that's a davar pashut that ma'abis hasmudas, even if I'm misvada. So it doesn't matter if I end up in the river and the river is going to and fro.
Why can't you just say that the Ramban's view of the vidur that a ma'abis hasmudas has and the vidur that a Harugei Bezdin has
are two different viduries?
Because if Harugei Bezdin had a real vidur and a real tshuva and a real, then why would we kill him?
It's too late. Right, you're already, you have Edom and Asra'a. Yeah, they kill the guy.
That's why I feel like you can't compare it. That's why I feel like you can't compare the
Vidui. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can distinguish between the Viduis. I mean, we assume that Vidui is effective and some kapara happens, but sometimes the Aveira is so chomor that even though Vidui came about, Bezdin can't exonerate me, no?
Right, which is not the case.
Why? Let's say we know you did vidui, but still we can't exonerate you.
Because the Ramban wouldn't say that, though.
I don't think we're saying something that different. But if I assume the Goyim Maharsha, right? The Goyim Maharsha says that there is avelos when you have vidui. Harugei Bezdin has vidui, and still there is no avelos. So obviously the Gilyon Maharsha is saying a svara that, you know what? The Gilyon Maharsha is going to be saying a svara that Harugei Bezdin is what? Is better or worse than Ma'abis Hasmudas? Harugei Bezdin is worse. Why is Harugei Bezdin worse? Harugei Bezdin is worse because Harugei Bezdin is going to be a mumar lahachis as opposed to a mumar l'te'avon, perhaps in the Ma'abis Hasmudas case.
Why is it that? Why is it this shavahachis? Maybe he gets a geschmack out of killing himself or something.
That's l'te'avon. Ma'abis Hasmudas is l'te'avon. But when the person is Harugei Bezdin, that's a lahachis, Nick.
Why?
Think of, what's Harugei Bezdin? A guy walks over to me and says, if you're Mechalal Shas, I'm going to put you to death. And the guy says, Afal Pekin Ani Osa.
Because I love
that's lahachis.
Because I love to be Mechalal Shas.
The Makoshesh. Then some Malacha Shein Tzrichal Guf or something. I don't know. Whatever. But, the Pashtus is that once I'm a Kaba Hasra'a, that makes me a mumar lahachis. That's what Kabbalah's Hasra accomplishes.
So you're saying that if there was Hasra on this guy that was about to kill himself, so then the whole thing would fall
but
around?
But there isn't.
But what if there was? So that's what I'm saying. So according to
The point is, I have to come with some distinction according to Goyim Marasha. How come Vidui tells me that there will be avelos by Ma'abis Hasmudas, but we know by Harugei Bezdin that even though you're misvad, there still is no avelos?
No, I I agree with you. You have to think of the svara. I just don't know.
So the one svara we came up with is a dintin lahachis and lete avain. Now, where did I come up with this svara? I come up with this svara, dintin lahachis and lete avain, which also. I come with this svara at the end of Se'if Beis, the Rama Paskins. Somebody who's Ganav or Gozal, Va'yedez and Neharag B'din Malchus. This is the equivalent of like suicide by cop. No? You steal. And because you steal, the government puts you to death. So you're not called Ma'abed as Atzma Yeladaas, and you get the impression that there is full-fledged Avelos on this guy. So the Shach jumps up and down. And spits wood and nickels. And the Shach in Sifkat and Hay says, one second, there is Avelos, but you're a Rasha. And we're not Miss Abel on a Rasha. I know earlier from Simen Shin Mem, from Se'if Hay, the Ramah in Shin Mem Se'if Hay Paskins, that someone who's Rugel Lasseis Avera, there is no Avelos on that person. No? So this guy who's Ganav and Gozal, this suicide by cop guy, how come there is Avelos? Aren't you a Bal Avera? And Bal Avera, there's no Avelos. If I'm Rugel Lasseis Avera, there's no Avelos. That's the Shach's question. Enfert the Shach, after going through a whole long thing, the Shach, the end of Sifkatin, Hey, basically answers that there's a difference between when it's hisvada koidem misaso and lo hisvada koidem misaso. No? So the Shach? The Shach answers that if you're misvada, then there's going to be avelos. There's no misvada, then there is no avelos. And the case in Shin Mem Se'if Sif Hey, the summon is rugolasis avera, the case is shalo hisvada. That is a Gilyan Maharsha type svara, no? The Shach is saying exactly what the Gilyan Maharsha says. That you're not considered Ma'abes Hatzmoladas if you're misvada. I mean, the Gilyan Maharsha is extending it. Shach is saying whenever you're misvada, you're not Ma'abes Hatzmoladas. And because you did Vida, you're not really a Balavera anymore. Ad Kan Devarav. I, Harugi Bezdin, you have to give some answer. But the difference is Vidui versus not Vidui. What about the other? Is there another mahalach to answer Kasha? So Badi Ashulchan Sifkatan Chaf Aleph quotes that the diuk of the Ramah, he quotes from the Shevet Yehuda, and the Bir Hagra sounds this way. The Bir Hagra and Shin Mem Ois Yud sounds this way also. The Goyin writes that picking up on the Lashon HaRama, that if it's Rugel Lasseis Avera, there's no Avelos. Zok the Goyin, because if I'm Rugel Lasseis Avera, then I am doing it Lahaches. As opposed to when I'm doing it Latayavon. No? So there's really two distinctions between when are we Misabel, when we are not Misabel. The Goyin takes the approach, it depends if it's Lahaches versus Latayavon. The Shach takes the approach, it depends if you're misvada or if you're not misvada. No? These two approaches seem to parallel what we were trying to set up within the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban and our understanding of the Gemara Marsha. That the Shach's approach, that depends on Vidui, that sounds very much like the Gemara Marsha. Whenever you're misvada, you get off the hook. What about Haruge Bezdin? What about Haruge Bezin? So you have to say somehow the Haruge Bezin can't get off the hook because they are worse. Right? On the other hand, if you want to say the Haruge Bezin somehow is better, so then you have to give a different distinction. A distinction between the Hachas and the Te'avon, which also could play out. I'm not 100% sure if this Nakuda works. I think there's a little bit of a flaw in it, but this is just the way things seem to me. Mr. Bloom.
How does this fit in with the Samim Rosh that the Kishuva quotes, that a person who kills himself in Rubuy, Sarosov, Daigos, the Surim, Olin, Gomer?
Yeah, I don't know. This is such a shir b'samim rosh. The whole b'samim rosh is a fraud, as the Pesachim Tshuva points out. And the b'samim rosh, right? And the b'samim rosh. It sounds like b'samim rosh is saying that the only time that you are ma'abed hasmon adas, if you're mamasha like a philosopher who comes to a decision that life is worthless, and therefore you kill your own, you kill yourself. Short of that, there's no such thing as ma'abed hasmon adas. The dafka like, I don't know if that's right. That situation would be not l'tayavon. I think most cases of ma'abes hasmon adas, in some ways, is a shtickl tayavon, because your life is so bitter and meaningless that you feel that you have to take your life. No, I think the case of the b'sam rosh is a very unusual case. It's a very unusual case.
Where's the graph?
In Shin Mem Os Yud. So this is one thing that we wanted to talk about by Ma'abes Hasmon Adas. Now, just a few other dinim that come up by Ma'abes Hasmon Adas, which are interesting. We pointed out last time there's a shtickl stira in the Shulchan Aruch, no? Rebbe Kiva Eger's Kasha. Over here, we're assuming that Ma'abes Hasmon Adas, because you're a Rasha, there's no Avelos at all. That means that all the dinim of Avelos are based on covered for the mace. Yet in Sinin Shin Dalad Mem Se'if Yud, we pass in that someone's mitzvah Beshel Lin Hog Zayin and Lamed Ein Shomen Lo. Why not? Because covered for the Chai, not covered for the mace. So that was the Stira that we asked, which I think now we can appreciate that Stira a little bit better. One other Ha'ara that's worth noting, the Shach does not quote the Ramban completely, no? We alluded to this a few minutes ago. The Shach only quotes that the Ramban says that you'll tear Kriya from Abbas Hatzmon Adas. It doesn't say the complete Ramban, which is that there is full Avelos. What's the Pshat? So it could be that's based on that line in the Chassam Sefer that we read. The Chassam Sefer says that since Halacha Kedivrei Hameko Ba'avel, Memela, what are we going to do? We're going to say that we'll be Meko and, right, we're not going to prava avelos, right? But when it's a shayla, not just on the avel himself, or it's a shayla not only in regular avelos, a shayla mamish in the bizayon of the entire mishpacha that's mefu'eres, so then we'll allow you to keep avelos. Because the chassam sofer is basically assuming that the machlokas Rambam and Ramban remains like a suffix. And usually we pass Galochia de Rameko not to Prava Avelos. When there's a cover for Mishpacha, then you do Prava Avelos. So far, so good? Im Kenem Hadvarim, we could understand the Diak in the Shach. Because perhaps what the Shach is saying is that you tear Kriya. Why did I tear Kriya? Because Halochia de Rameko by Avel, but not by Kriya. In other words, by Kriya, so then I'm going to paskin like what I think is more reasonable. Remember, the Chassam Sofer felt that the Ramban is more reasonable, but he's uncomfortable being Meiko against the Shulchan Aruch, right? So he says, okay, blibes like a suffix, so we won't do it. But by Kriya, I have to paskin based on what Rov is. I don't paskin just Lahakel. And the Rove is what I think is more mistaken from the Sugya, says the Chassam Sefer, which is the Ramban, and therefore there is Kriya. No? So that could be a diok. How come the Shach only quote the Ramban, le'inyin Kriya, not le'inyin Avelos? The din ma'abes hatzmon das requires das, therefore a katin who's ma'abes hatzmon das, it doesn't apply. Sha'ol HaMelech, Lepash, this is even for Sha'ol HaMelech. You're not called him Abedis Asmol Adas, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it was mutter to do what he did, etc. That's what we wanted to talk about in Simin Shin Mem Hei. I want to just talk briefly about Simin Shin Mem Zayin. The Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Chesam Ebeiz, says that we do not give hespedim tol shloshim yom for a regal. No? We don't give hespedim tol shloshim yom for a regal. I think Yeshivat Haaretzion had the hespedim for Rav Aaron Lichtenstein today. No? the yeshiva today like had a whole day of Hespedim, which is after the Shloshim for Reb Aaron. The Shloshim for Reb Aaron was really like 2 or 3 days before Shavuos, no? But Yeshiva Haaretz Zion postponed it. Whether or not that's the proper thing, we have to learn the dinim in Shin Mem Zayin. Let's talk about that right now. So, Mayid Kotin Chesem at Beis, we're not Maspid, because the Hespid will cause crying, and the crying that people do will end up crying within 30 days of the Yontiv. Will end up causing additional tsar, and the additional tsar will make you cry on Yontiv, and that would shtare your Simchas Yontiv. That's what the Gemara in Moed Katan says. A hesped at a levaya within 30 days of Yontif we give, no? Because you're crying anyway out to the levaya. So the additional crying from the hesped doesn't bother us. The bechia on a mace itself is different than the bechia from a hesped. When a mace dies, the sadness lasts for you all Yud Beis Chodesh. The Hesped at a Levaya is on the mace. But the Hesped as a Hesped per se means a Hesped not at the time of Levaya that we are not going to do within 30 days of the Yontif. That's the Pashtus, that's the Halacha. It appears both in Aruch Chaim Tav Kuf Mem Zayin and over here in Yerideya Shin Mem Zayin that there's no Hesped 30 days of a Yontif. Now, there are some who are mekel on this, no? If you look in the book Piskei Tshuvos in Aruch Chaim, he quotes that the Maharsham gave a hesped for his wife on Lag Ba'Omer. I don't know how many of you know advanced mathematics, but Lag Ba'Omer is within 30 days of a Yontif, no? Gotcha, right? So how is Masham maspid his wife? He was maspid his wife after the Shiva at the Hakamas HaMatzeva. How did he do that? L'chora, he felt that this din doesn't really apply. The Piskei Tshuvos quote from the Beis Ephraim. That the Beis Ephraim felt that if it's a hesped that's given toch lamed of the Misa, technically you're allowed to give the hesped toich Lamed of the Regel. In other words, like in the Marsham's case, if his wife's, it was Hakamas HaMaseva, I think was on day 8 after she died, he gave his the Hesped, which was on Lag Ba'Omer, that means she died within 30 days of the Yontif. According to the Beis Ephraim, you're allowed to be Maspid someone within 30 days of a Yontif, so long as the Hesped is within 30 days of their demise. But the Beis Ephraim says, in a very similar vein to what the Chassam Sofer said, Beis Ephraim says, but don't argue on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has a psak. He can't ein lozuz midivrei haShulchan Aruch asher kimu bekiblu aleihem kol Yisrael. But if it's a gadol hadar, so then you can be mekel, says the Beis Ephraim. Apparently, he felt that the covet of Talmidei Chachamim will overcome the Kavod HaRegel with the crying on the Yontif. That's the Beis Ephraim. Nonetheless, I think the Poskim don't follow the Beis Ephraim at all. Lamaisa, we assume that we don't give Hespedim even for a Gadol Toch Lamed of the Yontif. So the issue with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Lavracha, no? The many communities had the Hesped before Yontif, no? But the Yeshiva tried to keep the Din in Shin Mem Zayin. And they postponed the Hesped till after the Shloshim, till after Yontif, no? That's, I think, the issue that's going on. I don't assume that the Yeshiva felt that Rav Aaron wasn't a Gadol, and the other communities felt that Rav Aaron was a Gadol. That, to me, is inconceivable, right? So far, so good? Got it. Now, Tosfos has an interesting approach. We'll be done in 1 minute. Tosfos basically says that the din of not being maspid only applies to other people not being maspid, but to a karoiv its mutter. That's Tosfos Beis and Chesem Beis. And Tosfos Cheshbin is that for the karoiv, you feel so bitter that you lost a relative, that the hesped, if anything, reduces the amount of tsar that you have. It doesn't add to it. Shulchan Aruch is meduyak against Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch says Misha Meis Lo Meis. That means we're talking about the Karev, that he lost a relative, so then, right, he can't be maspid. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Rucha Ora, our approach, Ladina, that many people are mezalzel on this din, might be that they're really assuming, like the position of Tosis, and there's a position in the Nemuke Yosef, that the Beis Yosef quotes in Orach Chaim, that the Isser only applies if you're hiring a professional maspid. If you're not hiring a professional maspid, so maybe this Isser does not apply, maybe the Isser does not apply at all. The discussion in the end of the Pesach Tshuva whether Maspid Toch Lamed applies before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Pesach Tshuva is make on that. That Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is not considered a regal. The Hesper for that is that the Svar of this din is that Al Yedei, the Hesper, you'll be crying on Yontif. Rosh Hashanah, people don't cry in Rosh Hashanah. I know it's Machlokes in the Gaon and the Arizal. Right, and they point out that the Pesach we say before Tzekiyas, B'Shimcha Yigilon Kol Hayom, is Rosh Tevis Bechiyah. That you're only allowed to cry if it's a type of crying out of joy. No? The Goyen was insistent about not crying on Rosh Hashanah. The Arizal used to bawl like a baby. No? Yeah?
He says that the Goyen is masking that you can cry if you're a stam moved to tears, but you shouldn't like make it a point to cry.
And the Arizal used to do like a Rabbi Reichman, pardon me. okay. I hear. The fact is, though, that Shulchan, the Pesach Tshuva says that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur you're allowed to cry. You're allowed to be master Toich Lamed of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Apparently, crying in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur isn't such a problem, which sounds more like the Arizal than like the Goyin, unless you have Rav Sternbuch's way out. Good? Now, the Badei HaShulchan points out, I think this is correct, that yeah, we make all Toich Lamed of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but you should know right after Yom Kippur there's a real Yontiv called Sukkos. Right? So you can't say, oh, it's Toich Lamed of Yom Kippur, therefore I'm going to cry in Yom Kippur. Yeah, but you have to calculate also whether it'll end up being that you'll end up crying on Sukkos as well. Okay. Rabbi Kivega, by the way, seems to be make on the Talmud Chacham, even though the Pesach Tshuva is inclined to be Machmir. Rabbi Kivega over here just quotes the Shavuos Yaakov to be Mekel by a Talmud Chacham. Wish everyone a good Shabbos. Thank you for listening. We'll pick up next time, Be'ezras Hashem.